Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Several counties across our state are in declared disaster areas from Hurricane Helene, which means affected businesses in those areas may be eligible for disaster relief and assistance from our next guest's organization. Yet, he says that some still don't know that. Michael Korp is Deputy District Director for the South Carolina District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration. He joins us by phone from his office in Columbia. Mike, welcome to the program.
Nice to be here.
So catch us up to date here now. It's been a while since Hurricane Helene rolled through, but there are still people who don't know about the disaster assistance. Tell us what is going on right now.
Yeah, great. And that's the key, is getting the word out. It affected a lot of counties in the states, probably half of them in some way, shape, or form. The initial steps that hopefully everybody would have taken already is apply through FEMA. You know, like go to FEMA, FEMA.gov. They actually even have a cell phone app to get assistance there. And then, of course, you're going to contact your insurance company. And then the third leg to that will be looking at SBA disaster loans.
The loan situation, exactly how does that work?
There's a couple different loans. So if you own a business, you may have experienced either physical or economic injury. You can actually get a loan up to $2 million. So in other words, something could have happened to your business. You could have damage there, or you could have economic injury too, or both possibly. And then you also want to look at your home. You know, if you had damage to your home, you can actually be eligible for an SBA loan up to $500,000 plus $100,000 for personal property. And a third thing is renters. A lot of people don't know this either. If you're a renter, you can be eligible for up to $100,000 also. And the terms are up to 30 years to pay the money back. And another factor to include there is that you can get an additional loan amount up to 20% for mitigation. In other words, if you're taking some actions to your home or business to prevent future damage, it is possible to get an additional 20% more. Very good interest rates, as low as 3% for homes. And this is a ballpark figure, because it all depends upon the loan. If we're talking about Helene, this is pretty accurate. It's actually slightly below 3% for homes and 4% for businesses. And another good point to that is these loans are interest-free for the first 12 months.
Now, are there any complications involved or other factors to consider if your business is located in your home, like a lot of entrepreneurs are these days?
Yeah, that's a great question. You would have to be able to document that and to show. And a lot of times, like FEMA, they'll come out and look at the damage and, we'll ask for pictures and things like that. So as long as you can show that you're running the business out of your home, the SBA can help you with deciding whether it would be considered a business or home loan or both.
We've got just a little bit of time left. Any other points you'd like to make involving disaster relief?
Yeah, definitely. So I told you a little bit about the background of the loans. So now you want to go ahead and start off at SBA.gov and go to funding programs. And you can look at general disaster requirements, part of what I went over, or you can go specifically to Hurricane Helene. If you get to that Hurricane Helene site right there, you can actually look at FEMA information there and the SBA. So that's the starting point. And there's filing deadlines too, based on the date it started, September 25th, 60 days from that date for physical damage and 9 months for economic damage. Once you get to the site, to the particular disaster like Hurricane Helene, you can download the disaster declaration, a disaster fact sheet, and actually locations to the business recovery centers. We have one in Greenville and we have one in Lexington right now. And there's also some other ones for FEMA scattered throughout the state. So if you need hands-on assistance, you can go to one of those disaster locations. Again, one's in Lexington, one's in Greenville, South Carolina, and you'll see it linked off of the website too.
Well, Mike, great information. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you.
Michael Korp is the Deputy District Director for the South Carolina District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration in Columbia. And we will have links to those resources he mentioned posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. www.thebusinessmentor.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.